With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. The province's four largest school boards are suing the companies that own Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat. School boards in Toronto, Ottawa, and Peel Region are advancing a claim of over $4 billion. The suit alleges those products are rewiring the way kids think, behave, and learn, and they say the fallout, mental health being just one, have put a strain on their resources. In addition to the financial claim, they want those companies to redesign their products. A 68-year-old Windsor man faces charges for threatening the city's mayor. The mayor's office got a call yesterday from a man making death threats. Windsor police arrested a suspect around 9 last night at his home on Wyandotte Street East. He's charged with uttering death threats. Windsor police have charged two more suspects in a vicious assault earlier this month at a bus stop on Howard Avenue. That's 6 suspects now. The latest two are just 12 and 13. A 16-year-old boy was waiting for the bus near Devonshire Mall back on March 9th when a large group of teens kicked and punched him. He was treated for serious injuries at the hospital. The other four suspects are all 14. The OPP is raising cash for the annual Essex County Cop Camp today. Officers are bagging groceries at Zayre's in Kingsville and Tecumseh and at the Real Canadian Superstore in Leamington. This summer, 80 grade 6 students will be invited to Guestwood for a week. The end of March means the sunshine lists are coming out. Mayor Drew Dilkins made over $209,000 last year and had another $9,900 in taxable benefits. The city's chief administrative officer, Joe Mancini, made $268,000, and Windsor's fire chief, Stephen Laferrette, pulled in $188,000. At Enwin, CAO Gary Rossi made $295,000. Canada's Justice Minister and Attorney General is in Windsor today. Arif Virani is making an announcement about child care. Ontario signed a deal with the federal government 2 years ago to bring $10 a day child care in. Ottawa's pledged to implement a national child care program by the end of 2026. Canada's chief electoral officer is testifying today before the public inquiry into foreign interference. The Canadian Press says Stephen Perreault is expected to speak about how Canada responded to meddling in the last two federal votes. His job is to make sure Canadians can exercise their democratic rights as voters and candidates. And just a heads up for those living in Windsor in the 4B collection zone, recycling pickup will be on Saturday now because of Good Friday tomorrow. The Jays and Tigers start their seasons later on this afternoon. The Jays against the Rays and the Tigers against the White Sox. Jose Berrios starts for the Jays against Zach Eflin. It's Tarek Skubal for the Tigers against Garrett Crochet for Chicago. Leamington plays game 4 against Milton in junior hockey this evening. The Flyers are up 2-1 so far in the series. And in the NHL, the Leafs host the Capitals while the Wings take on Carolina. We'll get more clouds this afternoon. It's going to be windy. We'll get up to 8 degrees. Clear and -4 tonight, and sunshine 11 degrees tomorrow. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.